When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Nick here from Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching. Well, here we go, another podcast. This will be number 80, and I just want to ask a philosophical question. And the question is, what would happen if we had no expectations or perfection? And we know, and because life is impermanent, let's talk on that. Let's give some voice of thought on that. I guess if we embraced on the idea that perfection is not realistic expectation, and acknowledge that the impermanence, life is impermanent, our perspective of the world would definitely change, and our experience would change. We'd get a shift here in our mind state, and we'll feel that we wouldn't have that much pressure to try to achieve that perfection, but we'll be more into something than now. I believe that we'll be free to explore and experiment without fear or failure or any type of judgment. We'll be probably more open to taking a risk and trying new things without even thinking about, like, will this work with me? We also have internal blockers. Maybe we don't have to be so perfect. Like with me, I'm doing a podcast just on my simple phone. I'm not really concerned about the crispy clarity of the podcast. I just want to be consistent, and I just want to get out 366 podcasts. What am I doing and why am I doing it? 366 podcasts by the end of the year, and I have to produce at least one a day to achieve it. But I'm okay if I don't achieve that, because I'm okay as long as I'm doing it. I'm giving it a go. But you know, it's just this topic, the idea of perfection. I don't want to go into the perfection. Sure, I can produce a pristine copy or invest myself so much in time, and then I'll probably go bad on myself because my expectations would be kind of a bit high out there. Even now, just to be more transparent on this. Today I thought, why am I doing this? Why am I challenging, this 366 podcast? I kind of asked the question why, and I got this interesting thoughts that, I wasn't good enough to do this, and what's the point? What's the point of doing this? And they're not perfect, so why do it? Then I thought about, I do it because I like communicating. I like sharing. Practicing consistency without the stress, without the worry, without any risk, without any judgments, and being open to that. So this is why I produce podcasts. But I'm getting back to anxiety. I felt the self-judgment today, you know, I really felt it. And I just wanted to drop the idea, I'm not doing this anymore. I mean, I thought, what is the point? What is the point of trying new things, risking new stuff? And then today I just realized after thinking about this topic, I just need to embrace the beauty of what I'm doing. It doesn't have to be, you know, really amped up and crispy and all that sort of stuff. So, no, I'm just going to keep going what I'm doing and, you know, and look at today's topic and about how things need to be perfect in this life. And I think we can lose ourselves in this perfection. And also the second part of this thought and topic is that we can lose ourselves in the perfection, and it just takes the value away, and the value of the journey. And perfection is just a destination. And I like the way it is. I like the impermanence of something. You know, I can just swap it a little bit. I accept that life is impermanent, and I appreciate, you know, the present moment and fleeting nature of our experience. And you know, coming back to the topic, I would, you know, I'm beginning to just cherish what it is, even if it's not the perfect product, right? I just want to have a relationship with what I'm doing right now. I'm alive, and I want to have that relationship, even in all those feeling like inferior, or you know, even all those moments that, you know, feeling that what I'm doing is it's not to standard of other people's perception, and that's okay. And I'm just having a temporary experience here, and it's kind of precious. So let's kind of put a bit of light on the awareness of impermanence at the moment. This could actually inspire us to live more fully, love more deeply, and really live in the beauty of each passing moment. I think that's beautiful when we feel that life is just fleeting. Plenty of songs written about that. Life is just fleeting, and we miss those moments, you know. We're too busy fighting stuff and being in the anxious environment, our mental states. I think just going back, because things are impermanent, things do pass. But what happens in anxiety is that we're so distracted by the intensity of the anxiety. So maybe I'll swap a little bit here. And but you know, if we can just learn to again to see the beauty of even disturbance, you know, to sit still and love more deeply and savior. So I think we'd have less anxiety. We stop striving, or look at should look at the burden of striving for perfection, and that it is an illusion, and the illusion of the permanence, and we'll be more resilient in the face of challenges and setbacks. I think we're going to learn to adapt, grow and evolve in response to the ever-changing nature of life. And it's wonderful how their focus can shift because the ability to be able to be okay with something, right? We'll be able to sit back and be okay with it, and give us this instruction or intention to be okay with it. Okay, not to be perfect, to be, and just to be embracing the journey, you know, of the ups and downs and twists and turns of life. It's okay. It's okay. You always want to go a bit deeper on that. Beside, I don't think perfection is ever. Perfection is unattainable, and recognize that the impermanence of life can have a profound impact on how we perceive and navigate our experiences. Let's look at it a little bit on a different angle. I think we can cultivate resilience when we let go of the need to perfection, acknowledge the imperfection of life. You know, we become more resilient in the face of challenges and uncertainties. So this is just saying that we should have a go. We should have a go at something, not sit back. You know, be okay with the uncertainty and the unknowns, and prepare to fail. It's okay. There's no need to go for perfection, but only perfection can come later anyway. It's, you know, the second version, third version, fourth version, third version, fourth version. It's okay. And we can develop the ability to bounce back from setbacks and just learn from the failure. Every day is a lesson. What did I learn from it? And adapt to changing circumstances with grace and strength. I like anything that tells me that there is an opportunity to cultivate resilience in life. And I think, same thing, we keep pushing it, just anxiety. We keep pushing it, keep fearing it, keep avoiding it. We're not learning to be resilient. We're not learning to, then we're just on this kind of on a trip thing, and we're not really getting the chance to explore the opportunity, you know, of what it really is. And yeah, so we can somehow want to get that, you know, that point where we don't have to react, but we can just respond, you know. Someone pulled up in front of me the other day. I guess they were in a hurry, and you know, they totally could have, you know, they came out of the corner. They were parked, and they didn't look, and they rushed out, and luckily there was no other car, otherwise we'd had to have a collision. No other car was coming towards me, so yeah, time was, it, you know, at, it was really important that I moved away, and you know, the car squeaked, and I was able to react in time, and I just stopped the car, and you know, I know that I stopped the car and walked out, and the guy thought, you know, here we go, you know, this guy's coming to abuse me and to get to a point where, you know, it's on, guy to guy, mono to mono. And it went up to, my hands are open, I just wanted, my ego wanted to say, look, can you just be more careful next time, and can you just watch out, and you know, like, I felt it upset me because he almost hit the car. And now these days with COVID, we have a lot of, if you have an accident, it's going to take two months to repair your car, right? Such a backlog of people freaking out and, you know, anxiously driving. So I didn't want that. And I knew that I've done that before. Actually, I've had an accident and, car accident. Everything's okay, it's just the car got dented. And it needed new doors and panels and whatnot, but it was such a nuisance to wait, right? And I need my car to get around and do things with. So I thought I had to prove a lesson. My ego got the best of me, and but I wasn't, I wasn't angry in a way, because I was tolerant. I wasn't shitty, or another word, I wasn't there to fight, and my ego was at bay. So, you know, some nice changes for me that I can sit back now, and I have become so resilient to any adversity in my life. I don't have to have, the anger has disappeared from me, and while practicing all the disciplines and learning patience and meditation and even that guy failed, and I understood the failures, but all I wanted to do was just warn him that, you know, we kind of messed up our day there, you know, getting involved in an accident, and both of us wouldn't have a car, so it's important. So it's interesting how, you know, we can bounce back from setbacks, and there's my story on that one. We can cultivate mindfulness, embracing perfection and impermanence. This will give us a more present and mindful in our daily lives. So I try to explain to one of my students today what's the difference between mindfulness and meditation. So the practice of it is that we are mindful. We can actually sit still and just be present on all the senses, five senses, and whether we're holding a rock, a pebble in our hand, and we can feel the weight, the texture, you know, or we can engage our smelling senses and take our time with something and learn not to be distracted, but being focused on what we need to be focused on. I have to say that in anxiety, one more time, that when we're anxious, we are so distracted, we're looking for the next distraction, we're just looping, we're going deeper in something that is sometimes difficult to get out, and the whole mind is just driven by adrenaline and cortisol, and muscles are all tense, and even our natural stoppers aren't working if we keep looping and just engaging, and it's not a good feeling if you're an anxiety sufferer. So mindfulness allows us to, you know, appreciate the beauty of each moment. Doesn't matter even time, how time is fleeting, and it does provide a richness of experiences in life, you know, with that, and learning not to get caught up into worries as much about the future or regrets about the past, and just being here in the moment. So that was my thought. But meditation is the ability to learn to be non-judgmental in our thoughts, and allowing not to attach to any thoughts. And that's, you know, these are the two main methods to create a different mindset so we can deal with life a bit better and be more relaxed in circumstances, and not to be with the concerns and worries as much. And be able to, when we're able to be relaxed, we can actually, you know, problems will come around as they do, but we can be able to resolve them a bit quicker, because we can learn, we are alert to look things from behind us rather than look at things in front of us, look things from more of an expansion or vastness rather than closing into ourselves and making the worries of the being the attention for us, and or any types of regrets about the past, etc. So another one is fostering creativity. I think if we can release ourselves from constraints of perfection, you know, we are more open to ourselves, up to greater creativity, innovations. We're more willing to sort of take a risk, explore new ideas, give time to explore new ideas. Then again, thinking outside the box, leading to fresh perspectives and breakthroughs in our personal, professional endeavors. In any art, you can't look for the perfection. The art, life needs to evolve for us, and it is what it is. Like, this is a speech that's evolving, and creating new perspectives, and then we can also look at important toys to cultivate compassion. Now let's have a look at the compassionate side of being imperfect and also being in the impermanence of life. We can recognize that everyone is on their own unique journey and facing their own challenges and their uncertainties, and you know, we're more inclined to offer empathy and understanding to others and support their own. Even though we live, you know, we can get upset about something, something happens, and We get set up through environment circumstances, and some of them we're not there for people. We don't have the capacity to be there for people. You know, we run a busy lifestyle. We're being creative and people want our attention and they just want to be heard. And sometimes, unfortunately, we can't, you know, we want to hear them, but it's like we don't have the capacity to hear them. But sometimes we just need to, yeah. We need to be compassionate to all these imperfections and impermanence of life. And that kind of brings us back to being okay with the situation, that if something erupts in an emotional way, that we can, you know, we can face it and we can keep it calm. We don't have to be so involved with those, you know, things go really well and they become uncertain, you know. But yeah, we can just practice giving empathy and compassion and more understanding and more supportive, even though it's a challenge, even though we don't sometimes have the capacity to. That normally happens with relationships, and not everyone's the same, and everyone's got their own challenges in life, and yeah, it's just important to know that. That we don't get so involved in the headspace of what happens next, especially when you're involved in a relationship. Yeah. We're looking at finding meanings and purpose. Embracing imperfection and impermanence can really lead us to a deeper sense of meaning and purpose in life. We can appreciate the value of imperfection, opportunities for growth and learning, and we can understand that the fleeting nature of life compels us to make the most of the time we have left here on this earth, and only pursuing what truly matters to us. So really concerning ourselves here with what really matters to us. Life is fleeting. Life is moving on. Nothing's permanent. So I think it gives us a deeper meaning of purpose in life. You know, why we're here and what's this all about. And if you look at, again, the value of imperfection, and what an opportunity it is to be living here and learning together and sharing, even on this podcast. I've calculated how long it's going to take me to finish 366 podcasts. It's a fair bit of time, and most of the podcasts, there's about half an hour. I usually have half an hour, then editing another 15-20 minutes, you know. So we're looking at easy 50 minutes to 1 hour each podcast. And, you know, if I've only, this would be the 81 podcast, which means that, yeah, there's a lot left to do. There's about roughly somewhere between 170 to 180, 270, 280 podcasts to go. If you can multiply the time involved to process these things, it's a heck of a time. But yeah, it's great. It's wonderful. It's something that I have a purpose in life. I feel like, you know, to keep to enlighten people, to share the growth and the understanding, and how we can, you know, again, coming back to anxiety. This is the whole idea here. And overall, yeah, so, you know, yeah, it's very transformative when you think about it. It's liberating. It's a wonderful mindset to have. It does allow us more authenticity in life, joy, more joy in full, and to fully feel in each moment. It does allow us. So, you know, just knowing that this imperfection and impermanence in life, and grasping the message behind this, so let's go talk about cultivating resilience in the face of challenges and uncertainties. Let's go into the benefits of it. Let's go deeper in the benefits and once we face the challenges and the uncertainties. So let's talk about resilience again, and the uncertainties, the benefits can impact various aspects of our lives. We can become, we can become more adaptable. We become heaps more adaptable, and we learn to be resilient. You can adapt to changes and uncertainties more effectively, half the time than it normally does for other people. For some people who are too strung up or hung up or anxious about everything, you know, they can be very, you know, instead of being overwhelmed by challenges and resilient individuals are, you know, we're all able to adjust with our mindset and behavior to navigate difficult situation, be more flexible and be more creative. We also seem to have something called emotional well-being. We're more emotionally well-being. The resilience can enhance our emotional well-being. It helps us cope with more stress and anxiety and adversity. We can become much more better equipped to manage our emotions, maintain a positive outlook, again, bounce back quicker from any setbacks, and we can have more resilience and again, more we become more optimized. We can actually, other benefit is the problem-solving skills. We have time to sit back and really be in the quiet area that allows us to problem solve. Once again, this resilience fosters improved problem solving. You know, we don't have it, we'll just be totally like a firecracker coming out and blowing up everywhere, and wouldn't have this problem solving skills and his critical thinking abilities. So when faced with a challenge, individuals are more likely to approach a problem from different perspectives. They'll seek solutions much easier and take proactive steps to kind of fix these issues effectively. Other benefits would be to have the self-confidence. Having the resilience, the benefit of resilience, boosts our self-confidence and self-efficiency. By overcoming and learning to overcome obstacles or any challenges, any setbacks, we can build a kind of sense of mastery and belief in our ability and handle future challenges, and seeing that, okay, so what we thought wasn't correct, you know, was totally made up. Our stories are totally made up. We have to get to that level of acknowledging that our stories are totally made up, and only through, you know, cultivating resilience and then increasing our self-confidence and self-efficiency can we actually be able and deliver that and have that belief in our ability to handle future challenges, you know, and that'll increase self-assurance and empowerment. I think when we're talking about anxiety, I think a lot of us don't know how to take setbacks. Yeah, we don't know how to, you know, handle the future better. We can't handle the unknown, the uncertainties, in some environments that trigger our uncertainties or trigger our anxieties. But by learning to be more self-confident, and the resilience is where it allows us to boost these kind of areas and have more enriching life. Now let's look at relationship. Again, resilience can strengthen relationship and social connections. Individuals become better equipped to communicate effectively, and they wait for the right time. They're not reactive, but responding in nice ways, and they just offer support, because again, it's there. And once we get this resilience, we understand more of each other, of ourselves. In times of need, and foster positive relationship based on trust and understanding of empathy. How about physical health? Let's look at physical health and the benefits of the resilience, having resilience, cultivated resilience. So it has been linked to better physical health and outcomes. We can manage our stresses and our adversity through the power of resilience and building techniques to they can reduce the negative impacts of chronic stresses on the body and leading to improve overall health and well-being. So look, we can look at also achievements and success, the feeling of achievement success. I want to let you know just a little bit about a book that I recently read, Ego Is My Enemy by Holiday. And achievements and success. He showed us that on this book, the ego can play different levels. For every level, there's a devil. But also, they can, we need to understand that whatever we put our mind to achieve something, let's not. Again, we're still talking about that imperfection, impermanence. Nothing's perfect. But we can be convinced that we have to be perfect to succeed or achieve something very easily. So our minds, the ego, can actually create this aspiration to achieve something, thinking that we need to be so perfect about it. So first step of the letter is the achievements or the success. Actually, it's the second part, but the aspiration is the first part. We get an idea, then we just aspire to something, and then we're hooked up into that, and we're just driven. The ego drives us towards the aspiration part, and then it comes to this part, the success and the achievement. If we're not careful, that we'll be driven to more success. We can actually forget ourselves in this, and we can. Then forever we're trying to protect our stuff, right? I'm sure that I was just thinking about this part today from the King Solomon, the Book of Solomon. The Proverbs of Solomon. We're all chasing something, and once you achieve it, you got this. Then you got this fear of losing it. So you've built castles, and you got and Solomon had. He was blessed, so he had many wives and castles and land and cattle and animals, and those days was prosperous. One thing he regretted, that he said that we are always toiling in life, toiling with things. He said, if you read the Book of Solomon, it's a good read, just that chapter, for the idea that we are building success, but then there's this thing called protecting that success, and that's such a struggle. So you get to this perfect state, even though it's impermanent, but you feel like it's like you hold on to it, and you even forget that then all the other areas of your life suffer. You achieve the relationships with people that relate, always holding on, grasping on, thinking that someone's going to, your business is going to be, it's going to bust, economy is going to change, and you're too involved in this, and so much money invested in here, and you're going to lose what you've been looking, lose this, the idea or the perception of, of what you have and what you've built and how many business you've built. And I get that. So the Book of Solomon about really protecting. So again, that third part of that life, because I've just of the Book of Solomon, was that just holding and protecting, which is very stressful, can cause a lot of anxiety in life, which is also the third part of the book. It says that the failure, so you have, let me just emphasize that, you have the aspiration to get something, then you have the feeling, the success, I've got it, and even though this got it is an impermanent thing, and then you're forever fighting, trying not to, and the ego is then trying to make you feel like a failure. If you don't act onto it, and you're going to lose it. And the whole job is, once you do lose everything, can you bounce back, or do you go down a slippery dip? But I bet you if we are resilient to the achievement and successes and the failures, I think we can bounce back a bit quicker than feeling like totally lost and stuck in a certain world of uncertainties, you know, the known and what's next. So yeah, just being able to let this go, you know, how wonderful would it be to cultivate resilience and to be able to equip ourselves with ideas and tools and a mindset to navigate life's this uncertainties, build this kind of strength, thrive in the face of in challenges, in a nice way, not with a anxious way, and be able to face the adversity with courage and resilience and determination. It's all growth. It's all growth, and So that's all I have on this one. I guess we can have a meditation on it. Yeah, I guess we can have a meditation on it, on this particular message today. Yeah. I guess I'd like to. Centers and find the pause, the space between everything, the yin and yang, the balance. Taking a breath with me, take a deep, deep breath, slowing down our world. And breathe out slowly. Remember that to be centered, we need to be, you know, just taking a nice big breaths and exhaling much more than inhale. And there's always that little center, the gap between the breath. But let's just kind of hold, let's do a long inhale with the nose and letting go for the mouth. But let's just focus also on the pause between the breath, where you just hold on between the breaths. Let's try that. Tension that you might have through your body. Even this breath, our breath is impermanent. Life is impermanent. And the key is to learn to let go of all worries and stress. Let's just do that. Give yourself a chance just to let go. Worries and stress today. Embrace the present moment, for it is where peace resides, the center, the moment. And just allow our minds to settle into that, to settle in into like a calm and still lake. Visualize a lake. You're sitting along the lake. And let's just release the need to control, surrender to the flow of life, and find the solace in the silence. Profound wisdom awaits us, and cultivate a gratitude for it opens up, and then open the doors to the abundance. We have the ability to let go of the judgment, just letting go of the judgments and embrace acceptance and the compassion of this life. That is the key to working things out. And connect with our inner strength, for it will guide us through it. And be gentle with it, with yourself, for you are a work in progress. We are a work in progress. Embrace the imperfections, for this is the path to the growth. To letting go. To trust in the journey. To trust in the process of life. Even when the path seems unclear. And to find the peace in solitude and let go and let your soul rejuvenate here. Let go of any regrets, and you might be holding on regrets at this moment. Maybe you're running the duality of life and the ebbs. Maybe you're stuck in the ebbs. Just let go of the regrets. Forgive yourself and others, and nurture your body, your mind, your spirit with love and care, and find the joy in the simple moments, for they are the essence of this life, the simple moments. And just like the Book of Solomon, toiling every day, losing the moments, toiling in life, missing the joy, even though you might have 10 castles in the sky. And then practice mindfulness and be fully present in each breath. Let go of attachments and find freedom in detachment. There is power in finding freedom in detachment. Connect with nature and feel the oneness of all creation. Seek stillness within. Silence is the key, and discover the infinite peace that resides there within you. Seek stillness within and discover the infinite peace that resides there within you. Conclude your practice with a grateful heart and ready to embrace the day ahead. And may these words guide you on your meditative journey, bringing you peace, clarity, deeper connection to yourself and the world around you. We live a life of impermanence. Nothing is perfect. There's imperfection, and if you can find find the imperfection, you'll find the perfection. Friends, thank you for joining me on this meditation. It's been a pleasure to put this one together. And once again, if we embrace the idea that perfection is not realistic expectation and acknowledge the impermanence of life, our perspective on the world and our experience would likely shift significantly, and without the pressure to achieve perfection, we'll be free to explore, experiment, without any fear of failure or judgment. So having said those words, and I'm going to wish you a wonderful day until our next podcast. This is Nick Joseph here from Mystic Health Anxiety Coaching. Have a blissful, blissful. Be kind to ourselves. Be compassionate.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.